Thank you and good afternoon. The City of Eureka announced a partnership with Umpqua Bank today, a partnership to implement a community development block grant that will fund a homebuyer program. The program is intended to provide affordable homeownership to 8 to 12 lower moderate income households. The grant defines lower moderate incomes as no more than 80% of the Humboldt County median income. The city is focused on its long-term goal to provide opportunities for low-income residents to purchase a home. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a fire in an outbuilding on I Street in Eureka early this morning. Four engine companies responded to the scene, and the fire was quickly extinguished. A search was made to determine that there were no victims inside, and the all-clear was signaled. Fire officials believed that the fire was burning for some time before it was initially noticed. The building was 15 feet away from a cell tower, but the tower suffered little damage and service from the tower was not affected. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and the building is considered a total loss. Following a lengthy investigation, officers from the Arcata Police Department arrested Isaias Ramiro Gomez Wednesday morning. Officers served a search warrant at a residence in the 4900 block of Valley East, and the search turned up 2 ounces of cocaine, $3,000 in cash, scales, and packaging materials. Ramiro Gomez was arrested and booked into county jail for possession with intent to sale. He was later released. An inmate identified as 36-year-old Shane Murphy of Cleone in Mendocino County was found dead on the floor of his cell in the Mendocino County Jail Wednesday night, making this the second jail death in Mendocino County in the last 6 months. Inmates alerted staff that they believed that Murphy was trying to attempt suicide. Murphy's two cellmates attempted CPR but were unsuccessful. The Mendocino Sheriff's Office has opened an investigation into Murphy's death. A man wanted out of Colorado for the murder of his wife in January was arrested Tuesday afternoon north of Rio Del. The California Highway Patrol had received information from the Colorado Bureau of Investigation that 51-year-old Ralph Candelero was wanted for murder and that a warrant had been issued for his arrest. CBI believed that Candelero was headed to the southern Humboldt area, and on Tuesday afternoon, Candelero was seen driving his sedan northbound on Highway 101 north of Jordan Road. With help from Rio Del and Fortuna Police, sheriff's deputies, and additional CHP units, an enforcement stop was conducted on Candelero's car and he was arrested and booked into county jail. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were called out to a residence in the 600 block of Alpha Street in Eureka Tuesday night after a woman reported being assaulted by her boyfriend. The 39-year-old woman told deputies that her boyfriend, 50-year-old William Johns, had been drinking and using drugs and became belligerent and began to attack her. The woman said that Johns attempted to set her clothes on fire, bit her hard enough to cause her to bleed, and cause damage to property inside the trailer before he fled the scene on foot. Johns, who is on felony probation for domestic violence, was located Wednesday afternoon, arrested, and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. An 8-year-old boy was struck by a car on South Broadway Wednesday afternoon. Dan Squire has more.
An 8-year-old boy was treated for minor injuries after he was hit by a car on South Broadway on Wednesday afternoon. Eureka police spoke with the boy and his father, and the father reported that they were walking south on Broadway in the crosswalk at the south entrance to the Bayshore Mall when the boy was struck by a black sedan. The father said he made contact with the driver, who left the scene, headed south on Broadway. The car was described as a 2-door black Audi sedan. The driver was described as an adult white male, 50 to 60 years old, with gray hair, a stocky build, who was wearing dark glasses. Anyone with information about the incident or the driver is asked to contact authorities.
Motorists driving on Highway 101 south of Willett should be aware of a detour on the freeway that started early this morning. The detour will require one-way controlled traffic that will be guided through the construction area by a pilot car until tonight. Motorists should be prepared for long traffic delays, which could reach up to an hour or more during peak traffic times. Traffic is expected to be backed up in both directions, so if you have plans on using the 101 near Willett's on Thursday, plan accordingly. In other crime news, sheriff's deputies are investigating an armed robbery at the 76 gas station on McKinleyville Tuesday morning after two suspects entered the store. While one held the clerk at knife point, the second emptied the register, and then both fled the scene on foot. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.